In Ukraine, progress made from decades of fighting tuberculosis may now be erased in a matter of weeks. With weakened infrastructure and a population on the move, many public health professionals warn the disease and its multi-drug-resistant form will spread within the country and beyond. NPR's Ari Daniel reports.
In northeastern Ukraine, an extended family of eight is crammed into a living room where a few girls are playing the game Uno. The mother, Olga Konstantinovska, recorded this scene for me on her phone. She and her three daughters fled here to her father's place a few weeks ago once bombs began falling close to her home in Kharkiv.
Nearby my apartment, a couple of houses were destroyed totally, so it's very high risk.
Konstantinovska also had to leave her practice as a tuberculosis doctor. TB, a bacterial infection of the lungs, is a problem in Ukraine. The country ranks among those with the greatest incidence of the disease in Europe and one of the highest rates of multi-drug-resistant TB anywhere in the world. Konstantinovska used to work exclusively with these patients, but the wars upended that.
In our region, laboratory is working, but every hour we have attacks, we have bombs. For patients, it's impossible to come to hospital to be inspected for TB.
It became impossible for Konstantinovska as well, back in Kharkiv. Now, from her father's home some 20 miles away, she remains in touch with her colleagues.
I called to the hospital to speak with one doctor, and she said that the hospital even has no potato and bread. We have drugs, but we have no food.
She's also on her phone trying to reach patients who haven't shown up for their treatments due to the war.
We have 20 patients we can't find, so we don't know if they are alive or not.
She worries about this kind of displacement, since they're taking their TB with them, giving the disease more opportunities to spread through the air.
11 patients right now are in other regions of Ukraine. They are trying to find the drugs because they stopped the treatment 2 weeks ago.
Stopping treatment is worrying. It gives the bacteria an opportunity to evolve ways to outmaneuver the drugs, which can lead to multi-drug-resistant TB. And once resistance emerges, Konstantinovska says it can pass from person to person, which is exactly what she and a small army of others in Ukraine have been fighting against for years.
We trying to fight TB with all our best knowledge and all the techniques.
And it was working. TB rates fell by 48% over a decade. But then came the pandemic. Lockdowns early on shuttered hospitals to routine screening. Without proper treatment,
people are coming to hospital in very bad conditions
and dying more often from the disease. Now the war's creating even more chaos. Salman Khashoggi directs the Center for Global Health Delivery at Harvard Medical School.
In these moments of deprivation as a result of war, as a result of being refugees, as a result of being crowded in, not having enough food, etc., your TB rates go up.
One reason is interruptions in treatment cause people to become contagious again, and TB disproportionately affects people at the margins of society, within Ukraine and beyond, including Russia, where TB and drug-resistant TB have also been big problems.
Russia's under sanction. As funds and things get diverted to other efforts, you will see that the drug supply is going to drop. I've spent many years working with prison and other populations in Russia. I have grave concerns that many of them are going to be dying.
Doctors have known how to defeat tuberculosis since the 1940s, and yet worldwide, according to the World Health Organization, more than 4,000 people will die from it today, and tomorrow, and the next day.
Unless we are able to fight TB everywhere, this transmission will continue.
Luchika Dityu is executive director of the UN's Stop TB Partnership. She spoke with me from the airport in Bucharest, Romania.
Unfortunately, TB affects people in the lower income countries. And that's why we don't have the visibility, the traction, and the resources that, for example, were mobilized for COVID.
Within Ukraine, the longer the war lasts, the more cases will go undetected and the more treatments will lapse. Some TB experts told me they're angry that years of progress fighting the disease may be evaporating before their eyes. Ari Daniel, NPR News.